Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's weekly rewind on 107.7 Triple M.
This was the week the boys arrived back from, I wouldn't say a well-earned break, but a break nonetheless, put it that way. Paddy, he went to the Gold Coast.
Sure, gee, the water was nice and warm.
In trouble?
Oh, swam every day.
In the ocean?
Yeah, look at that. Brown as a Panadol, look at that man. You don't get that.
You go. Do you wear a rash vest?
Oh, no way.
You just get your kit off.
Yeah.
Down to the
Speedos.
Smugglers.
Yeah. Put something down the front. Get out there.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Strutting around.
Jeez, ugly. God, I was.
And what did Robert do in his week off?
I was focused on being a good dad.
Good boy.
That's right.
Yeah, you've got a lot of work to do in that department. Huge, huge amount of work.
Surprise, surprise. Paddy dislikes something about his road trip.
The quality of the toilets haven't improved over the years, let me tell you. You walk in and you just go, oh, fair dinkum. Disgusting.
Nothing quite like a roadhouse down here, is there?
I don't know how often they clean them, but they should clean them more.
It feels like you've just gotten unlucky and come in just behind someone at the wrong time every time.
And did the boys miss each other?
I just gave you a little bit of a rub because you said,
doesn't sound good.
All, and then walked around and said, whereabouts?
No, yeah, you did. And then all of a sudden, you just jumped on me. I mean, hang on. Oh, that feels good.
It's been 10 days since I've seen you.
That's right.
Now, what was going on in Robert's mind this week?
You just get like a thing in your back.
Yeah, I know.
And, back, it scares you. Have you ever gone down?
Like down to Barra or something. Or like a Nara.
No, where your back seizes up.
Oh,
where
your
back
seizes up. It's seizing up now, matter of fact.
Alan from Gosford called with some must-watch programs, including Sons of Sam and the Yorkshire Ripper.
Well, if you want to watch a good horror movie, say you can watch, Better Homes and Gardens, the old edition. What was that chippy in there? What was his name?
He's a loser. Yeah, thought he could dance as well.
Tell you what.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Had him all fooled.
Was Rob apologising or sucking up? You be the judge.
I said to my beautiful, lovely, hard-working...
Oh, hang on.
Wife.
Hang on.
Gwen.
Right. There's something big's going to come here.
No.
You don't put all those adjectives in there.
No. She's wonderful. What a woman. Anyway, yeah. So I said, look, you...
All right. The king is coming soon.
Oh, no. Paddy forgot to add a cup of milk to his pancake mix, but tried to add it later. Fail, Paddy.
And then I tried to mix it, but then it was really...
Because it was hard.
It was clumpy, so...
Did you have it in a like an electric mixture?
No, just hand whisk.
No, well done.
And I thought, I am not going to throw away 3 eggs, milk, some vanilla essence and all that. So
what did you do?
I got out a sieve. I got the sieve.
You tried to push it through a sieve.
I pushed it through a sieve.
Disaster.
And whilst we're speaking of cooking, does Kofa have more than one use?
The Kofa's only good for one thing. I went into a bottle shop to get a beer, and I had a block of Kofa in one hand and a beer in the other. So just that, please. He said, chocolate crackles, is it? How did you know? He goes, there's nothing else you can use it for.
Steve, from your mind, get that, mate.
Oh, look, I can't stop laughing after the Kofa and the bottle of beer.
He uses Kofa as a massage oil. That's what he does. He's telling us, oh, chocolate crackles.
That is true.
Yeah.
I love my trip to work with you two.
And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's weekly rewind on 107.7 Triple M.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
When you take your kids out, I would quite often just, come on, get your stuff. You're in a hurry. You chuck them in the car. Yeah. It was the other day. I was going to something with Branny and Greta. Branny's 15, Greta's 8.
Yeah.
I'd realised when I got in the car, I'd forgotten to brush Greta's hair. And so I was, and I looked in the boot, and luckily enough, there was a hairbrush. And then I ended up borrowing a hairband off the older Branwen.
Yeah.
So I had all the things I needed. But I didn't have the spray. There's a special spray you can get for girls' hair.
To keep it
No, to help you brush it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is it like a conditioner?
Kind of, yeah. Like a spraying conditioner so you can brush it because it was knotty and it's slightly green because of, you know, chlorine and stuff after summer.
Yeah.
So I got to the shops and then I got her out and I said, oh, you can't be coming in the shops like that. She only, you know, barefoot with hair looks, she looks like a cave child. Anyway, I said, right, stand still.
And then with you, walking behind her, you know, dragging your arms.
With that funny limp I've got.
Yeah, dragging your arms on the footpath.
Go. Hey.
Your back, Ben. All hairy back.
No wonder. Stand still. You can't go in like that.
Of course you can't.
Your hair.
Absolutely.
So there I am brushing. And, and
then feverishly.
She's you'd catch a knot every now and again.
Oh, yeah, and then you pull it back.
And so you got a child screaming in the street out the front of all the shops.
You're looking like a sloth.
You're trying to yank the hair out. And I'm just going, okay, we'll get there. So, you know, I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
And then I looked across and we were standing out the front of a hair salon. And every one of the females working in this hair salon was standing there at the window looking out, laughing at me.
You're just a dad.
So
that's
just
what we do.
I'm trying.
Oh,
so anyway, I sent Greta straight in the door while I did something with Bram and I said, can you sort this out for me? I paid him $20. They gave her a light trim. Cut the ends off. Did her hair all beautiful. Came out. She looked amazing. Cost me $20.
Doesn't matter.
But the job was done.
Exactly.
I got home and claimed credit for it.
Well done.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
It is Triple M Unplugged. Oh, it's a bloody honour, Rob, let me tell you. Jeez, we love doing this.
Oh, of course we do. Supporting local bands. And we said, we got Bonick in with the studio, but we didn't want Luke. He's a pain. He's still in the trailer.
No, that's
right. So out of the trailer, we've got his brother Gus and also Mick from Bonick joining us this morning. Good morning, boys.
Yeah,
how are you?
Good. Thanks for having
us. Come together, Gussie?
Being brothers, this is something we started as kids. You know, I took over Dad's garage and, you know, started playing music and, you know, you don't ever underestimate that and, you know, the love of, you know, two young fellas that have an ambition.
And Gary Beers from In Excess discovered you guys too.
Well, we chased him. harassed him until, you know, we sent him demos and, he was into it and called us up for, a chat and to see what we're all about. And we're doing something a bit different to what the local guys were doing, a lot of bands were doing at the time. And, took us on board and we didn't have a bass player at the time, so he was playing bass for us. And, you know, our first gig as Bonick was supporting In Excess. So it was a big
Gary dive. Gary Beers on the bass. They say the difference between success and a near miss is persistence, and you guys obviously just went, right, we're going to have this and we're going to make it happen.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
And you were asked to go on a tour with the lads too.
Yeah, so we toured Europe and we're invited to the States as well and, and played with lots of other great bands along the way, Silverchair, Grinspoon,
Holy
Hunters
geez.
And Collectors.
Wow. Yeah. So that's
what an eye-opener for you guys. You know, local band, grown and bred on the Central Coast, and there you are touring with these massive acts. What was that like?
It was surreal and, you know, we're nervous, but, you know, a lot of those consummate professionals that have been doing it for so years give you this sense of, you know, graciousness and chill out and this is all about fun, you know. So we're taught from the best.
Because it's just a gig. No matter what you do, no matter what you achieve, it's just a job, no matter what you wear.
Absolutely.
And how did Mick come about?
Well, I'm late to the party, so I missed all this chapter, so I'm very keen to do it all again. And there's parts that Gus doesn't remember. So I've got to go back and fill in some blanks and, I'm keen to get started.
Oh, that is so good.
What better way to start doing that than at the Sunken Monkey tonight?
Tonight. And Mickey, so you're supporting Screaming Jets, Dave Gleeson and all the boys.
Yeah, very exciting to be amongst those crew. And, I'll be playing the bits of guitar that Gus can't manage. he's a gun. He's a gun. No. So I'm very, stoked to be a part of it.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
Now, you got me to get the Star Wars theme, but you don't want that. Is that correct?
No, look, I think we'll just move on to something else that I was just working on. Because, you know, we had Bonick in the studio this morning doing live I'm on Fire. What a great
song. For awesome 80s, because Bonick are doing it tonight at the Sunken Monkey with Dave Gleeson.
Yeah, fantastic.
And the Screaming Jets.
Oh, great song and a great cover of it. Yeah. And, I mean, you were getting right into it. You were in the soundproof booth.
Yeah.
So the band couldn't hear you and we couldn't hear you live on air.
Mm.
But I could hear you.
All right.
And this is what I heard.
It is Bonnie.
I'm on fire. That's Paddy Gerard singing along. sounds like you got food poisoning.
Oh, yeah, you're fun. Is that your 12 years?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, listen, pal, I'm sending you an outback Queensland town. They're keen to grow. They're offering people $20,000 to move in. It's called Quilpie, the Quilpie Shire. Yeah. It's about 1,000 k's west of Brisbane, close to the Northern Territory border. Now, it has an area of 67,415 square metres and a pretty big population. Have a guess how many?
20.
Higher.
35.
No, it's in the hundreds.
Oh, 120.
No, 790. Yeah, 790 people.
Impress me.
But what they're doing, they're offering you can get parcels of land worth $20,000, but they're offering people $20,000 to move in. You know how you've said to me you want acreage and space?
Yeah.
We're sending you to Quilpie. So Quilpie, 1,000 Ks. Has anyone been to Quilpie?
If they've got reception.
Yeah. Probably better phone reception there than here on the Central Coast in some areas. Yeah. Oh, man.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yeah, Cheap Trick. And that was shown last night by Mitchell Moses. Cheap Trick.
It wasn't cheap. It was just a brilliantly played game.
Oh, and then you hear all the commentators, oh, that's why he's worth $1.4 million. He kicked a field goal.
Yes, he kicked a field
goal. He signed last night or yesterday.
Extreme pressure to win a game.
He signed yesterday for, four years or something?
A long time.
Yeah, on Coast Zone 107.7. Triple M, if you're a Parramatta fan, you'd be spewing. If you didn't back them, unbelievable. Look at that.
I did back them. Didn't. My heart backed them.
And you the machine, did it in your tipping
the
competition.
The machine made, you know, I didn't save it, so it didn't go through.
What a numpty. What a numpty. And I could imagine Nugget was showed me, he sent me a picture yesterday. I think he's getting a new tattoo. He's got Parramatta eels on his forearm, and he's getting it all the sleeve done. In paraphernalia, Maurice Goolagong.
Well, there's a commitment.
Yeah, very much so. Maurice Goolagong, he'd be actually happy today for once. Instead of walking around in a miserable looking sock like he does.
Anyway, I'm out of the tipping
comp. Oh, you're out of the tipping comp.
I'm focusing on.
What are you focusing on?
The rugby union now.
Oh, you're going rugby union now.
World Cup year.
Oh, yeah, okay then. Yeah, good work. Good work. Hey, got a vote? Did you vote yesterday?
No.
I vote
today.
You're not voting either?
No.
Oh, come on. Jeez, I tell you what, you're shitty liver today, aren't you?
It gets you filthy when you tip something.
Come on,
and
mate.
I came in this morning, I was cheering.
You didn't save
but it. But it doesn't matter. You know what? The tip's a second string to the fact that Parra's back on track.
Okay, well, that's one out of four. So you're voting, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, good boy. Good
Why
boy.
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, I'm just asking because you might be,
you have
know,
to vote. Everyone votes.
Yeah, I know, but because you're sulking because you didn't save your tip. Man. So no more political ads. Hallelujah, Lord.
From the makers of in the Lagoon, there's another pothole. And is that mold growing on my kids? Comes a new studio album just in time for the election. No more political ads. This new album, No More Political Ads, will have you cheering and singing.
Happy day. Happy day.
Oh, praise the good Lord. After 6 weeks of advertising bombardment, No More Political Ads, the new album, is not only wanted, but desperately needed, especially after all the promises. The new album could not come soon enough. And as we listened and listened again to all that was said, and from those ads we got,
tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
No More Political Ads is a must-have album, especially if all those commercials have turned you to drink. And finally on this brand new album, No More Political Ads, comes a song we'll be singing over and over again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
yeah. Amen to that.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.